It is day one of the Virginia Film Festival. I am sitting across from Lance Warren and Hannah Ayers. They are a filmmaking team. You're full-time filmmakers. We'll get to that in a second. Your short Adrian Story is screening shortly. 3 o'clock today,
right.
Thursday, as part of the block A of shorts in the Violet Crown at 3 p.m., and yours, I guess, is the first one up.
It is. We're starting off the festival. We're not sure how we got that honor, but we're happy to hold it.
Maybe it's alphabetical order. I don't know.
Touche.
Tell us about, it's smart, only do films that begin with the letter A.
That's right.
Tell us about Adrian's story. Tell us about this film specifically and how it fits into a larger project that you're working on.
Sure. So Adrian's story is about a barber in training in Richmond, a guy named Adrian, as you might guess. He's formerly incarcerated. And was for many years. And he is putting his life back together in part by learning a skill that he's developed informally, in part in prison, over many, many years, trying to formalize it and get his barber's license. In the meantime, what he's been doing is giving haircuts to people who can't afford them, people who are homeless or formerly incarcerated themselves. So we made this short to explain a bit about his journey and how he is trying to chart out his future through cutting hair.
And how did you find your subject? How did you find Adrian?
It came to us through a project that we've been working on since January of this year called Richmond Justice. Mm-hmm. It's a web-based storytelling project. Every week we have been posting a new story and a portrait about someone in the Richmond area whose life is shaped in some way by the justice system. Adrian was our second post of this year, and for that one we did this short video. The goal is basically to make people aware that when we talk about incarceration, when we talk about people whose lives intersect with the justice system, there's a lot of those people. They come from a lot of different walks of life. We're talking everyone from wardens to people with families incarcerated, currently incarcerated, the director of the Department of Corrections and the sheriff have sat down with us, and so on. And so when we talk about people affected by the justice system, we're talking more often than not about our neighbors. So the project, including Adrian's story, is an effort to introduce you to some of those neighbors.
So where can people find out more about this project? Hannah, you want to lean in here?
Yes, they can go to richmondjustice.org, mm-hmm. and they can see all the profiles that we've done so far this year, and we'll continue posting profiles up until the last Friday in December, and then we'll actually have a gallery exhibit next year in Richmond.
So you are full-time filmmakers. Hannah, you grew up here in Charlottesville.
I did.
Lance, you're from Virginia.
That's right. Moved around a good bit as a kid, but yeah, from Virginia.
The two of you got married and moved to New York and got married, built up your filmmaking credentials there, then came back down to Richmond. And how are you getting funded? How are you getting by as filmmakers, especially in this in this arena of films that you're making, documentary films with kind of a about civics and about justice? How are you getting by?
Well, we take on a lot of client projects.
Mm-hmm.
We do videos for nonprofits and small businesses, for universities, and we've been lucky enough to maintain some partnerships with organizations in New York that's really helped us transition to Richmond, and more we're doing more in Virginia. And to be honest, we also self-fund some of our projects. Richmond Justice is entirely self-funded, and we hope will be kind of proof of concept for future projects that we hope to take on.
So this particular film, are you bringing it exclusively to the Virginia Film Festival, or have you been showing it around to festivals?
We've been fortunate to show it at three other festivals in the state prior to this. The Skyline Indie Film Fest in Winchester, a really great young festival. I think it's just in its second or third year.
I haven't heard of it. Skyline Indie in
Skyline
Winchester, Virginia.
Skyline Indie, yeah, in Winchester. Okay. The Film Festival at Little Washington, which I think had its inaugural year this year. And then Washington West, most recently up in Reston. And we've also been featured this on the storytelling website Narratively a few months back.
Sure. So I don't want to keep you from your screening because it's going on in just a few minutes. Again, 3 o'clock is part of the Shorts Block A at the Violet Crown. So people can go to your website, richmondjustice.org,
mm-hmm.
and keep up with both Adrian's story and other people's story.
Yes.
Are you Are you staying here in Charlottesville tonight? Are you?
We are at my parents' home.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. So what do you? Okay. So what are you most looking forward to seeing?
Besides
your film, Adrian's Story.
Yes. It's a really great lineup this year. We're especially excited to see I Am Not Your Negro.
Yeah.
We listened to Tom Powers' documentary podcast
True Nonfiction,
and he interviewed the director, and that made us really intrigued to see it. Having a screening at the Virginia Film Festival is really special to us because we really started our filmmaking career here. We volunteered.
Right, you told me that.
Yeah, in 2009 we were volunteers, and 2010 we premiered our first short documentary here about the Vinegar Hill neighborhood in Vinegar Hill Theater, and won the best audience award for short documentary. So it's a special place, and we're very happy to be back.
Well, welcome back. I don't want to keep you from your screening. One last time, Adrian's Story, part of the Shorts Block A at 3 p.m. In the Violet Crown. Enjoy the whole festival.
Thank you so much. We'll
keep an eye on your ongoing projects at richmondjustice.org. I've been talking to Hannah Ayers and Lance Warren. Thanks for coming by, and we'll see you around the festival.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Take care.